You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Live from Natchez Valley, your College Place boys getting ready to take on the Natchez Valley Rangers in Natchez Valley at 2-0. How they got to that 2-0 record, we'll get to in a minute. Your Hawks at 1-1 on the strength of beating McLaughlin last Wednesday, 65-30, and we'll have a game summary for that coming up in just a little bit. But then lost to Wava on Saturday at Wava, 72-64. So the Hawks putting up some points, but they were unable to stop the scoring for Wava this last Saturday. In that win against McLaughlin, I have to confess I did not see the Wava game. I was cheering on my home high school in the state 2B championship on Saturday, so I did not get a chance to see that game. But against against Mack High, the Hawks pretty much led from, well, they didn't lead from start to finish. As I recall, Mack High led 3-0, and then the Hawks quickly went on, I believe it was like an 11-1 run beyond that. They went on a 16-1 run to round out the first quarter. Led 16-4 after one, 34-19 at halftime, and never looked back. Hawks paced by the, by the 15 points of John Perks, 21 points from Caden Kirschbaum, and then in addition to that, they had 12 points from Zeke Hartwell. And I got, yep, we do have Caden out there. We have got a full complement of players out there, and we're taking on a Natchez Valley team. Let's see, they played on Wednesday. No, they played on Thursday, right? Yeah, Thursday. They hosted 2B Warden, and they beat Warden 67-55. And then on last Saturday, Natchez Valley easily beat Mabton 67-47. Now, keeping in mind those two teams, both 2B teams, and I have the opportunity to sometimes track 2B because I'm on staff at Tri-Cities Prep, and my understanding is that both Warden and Mabton are not necessarily the strongest teams. So while Natchez Valley is 2-0, the teams they played perhaps have not created that much of a challenge. And College Place last year played Natchez Valley very, very close both games, but ended up losing heartbreakers. This is a particularly telling match for us because, as you may remember from last season, we ended up going 2-18. We won our first two games of the season and then proceeded to go 0-18 in league play, including those two heartbreaking losses with Natchez Valley. We, however, pretty much returned everybody, and we played Natchez Valley very close. I'd say those were both winnable games, possibly the most winnable games we were facing last year. So here is hoping that the Hawks can actually get that first league win in the last 2 years, and better yet, get the first league win of the campaign and actually go to 1-0 in league, which would be a wonderful start for us as everyone, well, virtually everyone is starting league play. There is one league game that took place this last Saturday, and we will talk about that after we take this break. So after we take this break, we will take a look at the SCAC scoreboard. Who's been playing home this last week and what is coming up, as well as the standings, such as they are, in the SCAC. When we return, we're going to take this break as your Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Rangers here in Natchez Valley. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several best of the best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at Natchez Valley. And before I get into the SCAC scoreboard, I need to emphasize Kurt Pumphrey, Coach Kurt Pumphrey. He's very, very good about getting me notes. I realize we have some notes from that Walla game on Saturday, which turns out to have been a heartbreaker. We were leading at the buzzer when Wava hit a three at the buzzer to send the ball into overtime. And Wava, who has a whole bunch of transfers, looks to be a whole lot more powerful than they were last year, as we beat them fairly easily. Although in that game, Hartwell led all Hawk scorers with 17 points, followed by Kirschbaum with 15, and John Perks had 13. In looking at the scoreboard after what is largely non-league play, with one exception, Wapato is 3-0. Natchez Valley is 2-0. Zilla is 2-0. Then you have Connell 1-1. Kybee is 1-3. Royal has yet to play because they played in the state football championship. Same too with Kashmir. Both those teams were in the state championship. And Kashmir losing on a missed two-point conversion. Colts place at 1-1 and Waluk at 1-2. Now note, Wapato and Waluk have both played three games because they have also played the lone league game. And Wapato beat Waluk 62-53 this last Saturday. So Wapato technically is on top of the league and will be hosting them on Friday. Wapato at 1-0 and then Waluk at 0-1 in league play. And everyone else has yet to start their league games, which are being played this week. And I'll tell you what, let's very quickly take a look at that schedule. So this week, tonight, in addition to this game, Kybee is going to be at Waluk. Wapato will be hosting Connell. On Friday, as mentioned, Wapato will be at College Place. Connell will host Kashmir, and Natchez Valley will be at Kybee. On Saturday, College Place will host Kashmir. Zilla will be at Waluk. Wapato will host Kybee. Connell will be at Royal, as Royal finally starts to play. And then Natchez Valley will be at Highland to take on the Scotties in a non-league game. Let's go ahead, since we have actually a little bit more time than I thought we would, let's go ahead and take a look at those scores from last week. Wapato beat Ellensburg 76-72 last Tuesday. Zilla blew out Prosser 91-59. Kybee beat Riverview, 2B Riverview, 52-46. And Tri-Cities Prep beat Waluk easily 67-43. Again, on Wednesday, College Play beat McLaughlin 65-30. Medical Lake blew out Kybee up in Medical Lake 78-31. Othello beat Connell 75-63. Natchez Valley beat Warden, as mentioned earlier. And Wapato nearly doubled up Mapton 76-39. That was on Thursday. On Friday, Waluk beat White Swan 79-45. Connell blew out the Highland Scotties 72-20. Zilla beat Grandview 80-70 in a shootout in Zilla. And then Mapton beat Kybee 56-50. Finally on Saturday, Wapato went to Waluk and, as mentioned, beat them in the league opener 62-53. Natchez Valley beat Mapton, as previously mentioned, 67-47. And again, Wava ended up beating College Place in that heartbreaker 72-64. Briefly before getting into starting lineups, we are missing Evan Geese tonight. Natchez Valley, only seen them play 2-3 zone in their game. So the idea is we're going to attempt to overload on the side and slide Perks into the middle for mismatches. Hart will most likely start at the high post. to provide a scoring threat. As far as Natchez Valley, we need to watch out for apparently number 44, Dane Brownlow, who put some points up against us last year. We're going to start 44 on Perks, who shoots from the outside and rebounds but isn't much of a threat off the dribble. And then we hope to extend the guards out to harass but not in a position to get beat off the dribble. Here in Natchez Valley, we actually honor the flag twice. So before we get to starting lineups, we're going to take another break so we can listen to the Natchez Valley Band serenade us with the Star Spangled Banner. We'll be back with starting lineups after that. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at Natchez Valley, having just gotten done hearing the Star Spangled Banner for the second time tonight. And I'll tell you what, you got to credit the Natchez Valley Band. They actually played two different variations of this. The first time through with the women's, it was the brass who were carrying the main melody. And then this time through for the boys, it was the high-end woodwinds, piccolos and flutes carrying the melody line. And I'll tell you what, this band, they know their business. I still maintain that our choir from the McLaughlin game was better than was the best Star Spangled Banner I've ever heard in years of listening to small school band. You credit Natchez Valley, man. That band director, he knows what he's doing. So we're announcing the folks starting on the bench, and for the Hawks, we're going to have available Tanner Arlington, Brody Smith, Sean Thorpe, Judah Breithaupt, and Ryan Gorton coming off the bench. I have listed Jesse Gonzalez, but I do not believe he is available. And, yeah, Evan Geese, for whatever reason, is unavailable. I simply have that he's out, and Kurt Pumphrey didn't give me information as to why that is. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the host, Natchez Valley Rangers, they're going to start a 5'10 senior number 0, Nick Cuevas, a 6'2 sophomore number 1, Logan Clements, a 5'7 junior number 3, Coben Clark, a 6'1 junior number 22, Owen Zimmerman, and then finally rounding things up for them will be a 6'2 senior and their primary scoring threat, Dane Brownlow. For Coach Kurt Pumphrey and your College Place Hawks, he is going to start the 6'2 junior guard. Number 3, Zeke Hartwell, going to start the 6'2 junior guard. Number 5, Caden Kirschbaum. The 6'6 big red center, number 20, John Perks. And then I believe getting his first start of the season, the 5'11 senior, number 21, Landon Decime, the transfer from Walla Walla, and finally rounding things out, the 6'1 junior, number 22, Tyler Creeley. Averages this year for the starters, Zeke Hartwell averaging 15 points and 4 rebounds, Caden Kirschbaum 18 points and 5 rebounds, John Perks averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds. Perks did get a double-double against McLaughlin, and I was not tracking rebounds, unfortunately, so I can't tell you. I just understood that it was a double-double. We'll see if we can't track rebounds a little bit more closely here, although I cannot make any promises. We will do what we can. All right, and, you know, they dim the lights, and, of course, the PA guy is doing what most PA guys do. They're totally going to rev up the home crowd, and you can hear him in the background, along with the band revving people up as much as they possibly can. The band not only is talented, the band is loud, as you can hear behind me. So the Hawks in their road grades. And that orange trim are going to break their final huddle. And Natchez Valley in home whites with blue trim will take to the court. And the Hawks out there, they're ready to go. Natchez Valley is still in their final huddle under head coach Rich Hartman. And we'll try, like I said, try and track rebounds as we go along. So Perks will step in against Owen Zimmerman. And the Hawks will be moving from left to right as we sit here at the scorer's table. So Perks will shake Zimmerman's hand, and the ref will come in. Make sure he's trying to count that all the refs are ready. There's the whistle. There is the ball, and Perks will tip in the forecourt to Creeley. Quickly feeding Hartwell, who drives down and lays it up and in. That was planned, baby. Perks to Hartwell, 2-0 College Place as Clark. We'll hand off to, that is Cuevas, back to Clark. Now to Cuevas on the left wing, wants to drive baseline, goes up against Hartwell, and manages to hit. Nick Cuevas evening it up at 2 as Kirschbaum comes in, faces a double team. Then they'll turn around and feed to Hartwell at center circle, and they're going to call a foul as Zimmerman tried to make a play on the ball, but instead he's going to pick up his first personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out right in front of me, and he'll feed in the backcourt to Hartwell. Knotted, just underway, 2-2, 7:26 to go in the first. Kirschbaum with the ball deep on the right wing. Kirschbaum, one dribble, cross-court to Decime, to Hartwell in the corner for 3. Oh, there it is, Zeke Hartwell! With a Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3, and it's 5-2 College Place. 7:09 to go here in the first. As Clark will bring it up. Give on the right wing to Cuevas. Cuevas turns around, puts up a bank shot from no good. Tip rebound's going to be brought down by Perks, who tries to put it out of bounds off of Zimmerman, and they're going to say he did. Heads up play by Big John Perks with a rebound, and then leaning out of bounds, puts it off of Zimmerman. So Kirschbaum will inbound to Decime. He'll feed back to Kirschbaum, now back to Decime. Now cross court to Kirschbaum, cross the timeline. Feeds Perks down low. Zimmerman got his hand on it. Oh, lost ball. Going to be brought down by Creeley, but then he ends up losing the ball. And then they feed to Clark, who turns the ball over. He carried it. Turnover followed by turnover followed by turnover. Hawks catch a break. 5-2, College Place, 6:42 to go in the first. Hartwell take it out baseline. Hartwell to Kirschbaum on the right wing. To Creeley, swing around to Hartwell. Hartwell on the left wing, drives into the key, pulls up from 15. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound. Going to be brought down. That was Zimmerman, I believe. No, it was Cuevas. And Cuevas will then turn around and hit from baseline about 10 feet away. Cuevas with his second bucket, making it 5-4 College Place. Decime. Oh, he went over and back. Yeah, he crossed the timeline, then crossed back. That happened right in front of me. So the Hawks turn the ball over. As Clements will inbound right in front of me. Literally now he's in front of the College Place bench. So he feeds to Clark. Has it tipped by Kirschbaum. Clark gathers it back in the backcourt. Clark now dribbling it up. Now feeds to Brownlow deep on the right wing. Brownlow, he'll turn around, pull up for 3. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Creeley, nope, that's Decime with the rebound. He'll fit Kirschbaum down the right wing. Caden, now pulling up his dribble. He then kicks out to, cannot see who. That was Decime for 3! Landon Decime! With a Hank Ward and Edward Jones 3, and it's 8-4 College Place. Clark will bring it up. Clark pulling up on the right wing, feeds to Brownlow. Brownlow dribbling to the top. He'll feed back to Clark on the right wing. Clark drives into the key. Gonna be stolen by Kersbaum. Kersbaum will come quickly, come up the right wing. Clark now cuts him off, pulls up on the right wing. Wants to feed Perks, instead feeds to Decime in the right corner, and they're gonna call Decime for his second turnover. Decime with a bomb, but he also has two turnovers. 8-4 college plays, 5:25 to go in the first. As Brownlow will inbound to Clark. And Clark will walk it up. He'll be met as he crosses the timeline by Caden Kirschbaum. Clark on the right wing. That is to Clements. Now wanted to feed Brownlow. Tipped out of bounds by Perks. Perks in charge of keeping Brownlow under control. And Brownlow will take it out far sideline. He'll feed to Clark. Clark. He'll pull up for three on the right wing. Off the front of the rim, no good. Long rebound tucked down by Kyler Creeley. He's going to go all the way, and he lays it up and in. Kyler Creeley with a transition bucket. 10-4. The old CB call. College plays. 4:55 to go in the first. It's Clark. Feed off to Brownlow. Brownlow with Perks coming out on him. Then he wants to drive into the lane, and we got a foul on the floor. Fouls on John Perks. Nope, sorry. Fouls on Kyler Creeley. That'll be his first personal. So Clements will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Oh, goes down low to Brownlow. Nope, that's not Brownlow. That was 22. Zimmerman goes in and out. No good. Perks will come down with a rebound and then throws the ball away. Perks is bringing it up the court and fed it too far. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. 4:40 to go in the first. Hawks up by CB call of 10-4. Back in 30 seconds from Natchez Valley, you're listening to College Boys Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Hawks up 10-4 here with 4:40 to go in the first as Brownlow will inbound. He'll give in the backcourt to Clark for Natchez Valley. Clark will now bring it up, and we got a whistle. We got a charge away from the ball. And that foul is going to be on Nick Cuevas. It'll be his first personal. Checking in for the Rangers now, number 30, Bodie Floyd, a 6'3 freshman. And I don't know who he spelled. As Hartwell takes the inbound, feeds back to Kirschbaum, crosses up to Hartwell. Hartwell now wants to back down, now pulls back out to center circle. Now still maintaining his dribble, he'll feed to Kirschbaum. Left wing three, it's going to be short, up the front of the rim, no good. Hartwell comes down with a rebound, and they're going to call a foul. Yeah, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Natchez Valley. It's on that ref that I have said, boy, I don't know. That foul's on Coben Clark, correct? That is his first personal. And so Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. He'll feed to Decime in the left corner. Decime now to Kirschbaum at the top. Kirschbaum with Clark coming on into Hartwell, had the three, instead dribbles in. Drives baseline, goes up, got partially blocked by Brownlow, stolen by Perks, gathered in by Hartwell. Tries to dribble in, kicks out to Decime. Decime, he'll then drive into the key, put it up from 18, no good. Long rebound going to be brought down by Zimmerman. Feeds Clark in transition. Clark tries to drive past Hartwell. Oh, they're going to call blocking foul on Zeke. As Judah Breithaupt gets ready to check in for the Hawks. So Hartwell will pick up his first personal, and Coben Clark will go to the line for two. This is the first for either team as far as the charity stripe is concerned. 353 to go in the first half. Hawks up by the CB score of 10-4 as Breithaupt will spell Landon Decime. Clark. Now three quick dribbles, and he swirls that one in and out, and it ends up dropping. Making it 10-5. No more CB calls for the evening as Kirschbaum will bring it up. Give on the right wing to Breithop. Breithop down low to Creeley. Kicks out to Perks. Drives baseline. Goes up against two and lays it up and in. Big John Perks with a move to the bucket. 12-5 College Place. 3:35 to go on the first. Clark dribbling to the right. Going to get cut off. Feeds to Brownlow. He'll pull up from about 18 and nothing but net. Brownlow with the bucket. And we're going to have a ref call. Now Decime will check back in. And, okay, we had to have Hartwell come off because I think he's bleeding. He got a cut on his arm. So Decime will spell Hartwell. And he'll inbound to Caden Kirschbaum. Hawks up 12-7, 3:22 to go here in the first. Kirschbaum on the right wing, Creeley. And someone went for the steal and fed to Perks, then back to Creeley, and Creeley lost the ball out of bounds. Hawks turn the ball over. Clark will take it out baseline. Feed back to Brownlow. Then back to Clark, who will walk it up. Clark dribbling to the right. Oh, found an opening down the right lane and lays it up and in. Coben Clark with his first bucket of the game, and the Hawks lead down to three. At 12-9. Kirschbaum down low to Perks. Backs down against twos. Lands too strong. Tip rebound's going to be brought down by Zimmerman. He'll then feed Clark. He'll come up the left wing. Wants to drive in. And nope, he's going to have to kick it back out to... That was not Zimmerman. Long rebound. His shot is no good. Rebound, Kyler Creeley. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Down the left wing. Drives baseline. Wants to feed Perks. Pass was too hot. Then ball's going to be lost out of bounds off of Landon Decime. Ryan Gorton to check in for the Hawks. He'll spell Kyler Creeley. As Brownlow will inbound once they gather the ball out of the locker room. It went a ways. And now I got to wait for Coben Clark to tie his shoe and get that taken care of. And Brownlow will inbound to Clark. Clark will walk it up, give on the right wing to Logan Clements. Clements swing around to Brownlow in the left wing for three. Nope, sorry, it was a long two. Zimmerman with the rebound, no good, to Clark for three. Barely off the side of the rim, no good. Brownlow's put back, it's no good. Finally, Zimmerman gets the offensive rebound and put back, and we keep giving him looks. Third time's a charm as Hartwell will check on the Hawk lead, which had been seven, has been shaved to one. Perks has the ball down low, backs down against two, goes up! Lays it up and in. John Perks says, I'm scoring and you can't stop me. Hartwell and Creeley getting ready to check in. To quote Ken James, long outlet to, that is Clements. Ends up going baseline. Shot gets blocked by Decime. Gathered in by Breithop. Feeds back to Decime. Decime dribbling at the top. Now feeds to Kirschbaum. He'll dribble back up to the top. Right wing Breithop fakes the three. Down low to Perks. Perks backing down against Zimmerman, says, I'm going to score, does! John Perks backing down. He's putting everything in from about 6 feet or less. Hawk lead back up to five, 16-11. Clark dribbling left on the top to Zimmerman. Zimmerman wants to dribble in, lost the handle, feeds to Clements. Now to Brownlow. Brownlow driving in against Perks. Now dribbles in, goes up against two, loses the ball. It's going to be picked up by Judah Breithop. Breithop will then cross to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum drive in, feed to Decime in the corner for three. Air ball brought down by Zimmerman. He'll feed to Clark for, and we're under a minute to go here in the first quarter. We've got Brownlow deep on the left wing with Perks coming out on him. Brownlow now to Zimmerman, or Clements rather, now to Zimmerman in the corner for three. That's nothing but net. Zimmerman with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. Cuts the Hawk lead to two, 16-14. Kirschbaum trying to direct traffic. With Clements coming out on him. Feeds to Decime in the corner. Drives baseline. Wants to feed Perks. Ball ends up going on the deck. It's going to be picked up by Brownlow. Under 10 seconds to go. He'll feed Clark. And Natchez Valley trying to tie things up or actually take a lead. Feeds down low to, yes indeed, to Bodie Floyd, who manages to lay it up at the buzzer. Hawks lead by as much as 7. They end up being tied after 1, 16-16. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. Think you can't get approved for a loan? Challenge accepted. We work with over 60 banks and credit unions. You can even handle the entire approval process online by submitting a credit app at wallawallatoyota.com. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy, tasty. Good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks have never trailed here at Natchez Valley, but they led 10-4, and then they got outscored 12-6. Both teams went on opposing 5-0 runs to end the first quarter, but the Hawks tied up at 16. As Clements tries to drive left lane, shot ends up being no good, and Perks will come down with the rebound. He'll feed Hartwell. Hartwell coming up the right wing to Decime on the left wing. One dribble back to Hartwell, almost at center circle. Now to Creeley, top of the key, to Kirschbaum in the right corner. Oh, he dribbles in, goes up against a triple team. Outstanding finger roll and lays it up and in. Kirschbaum with his first bucket of the game. Gives the Hawks a lead back at 18-16 as Clark wants to drive in, has to kick back out to Brownlow, gets cut off by Perks. Brownlow now dribbling back up top, looking for some help. Now wants, nope, still waiting for some to open up. Now wants to drive, drives into the baseline, shots off the side of the rim, no good, and they're going to say he got fouled, and he's going to go to the line, and still trying to figure out who the foul is on. Okay, they're going to say that foul's on Zeke Hartwell. That'll be his second personal. So Brownlow to the line for 2. The Rangers are 1-for-2 thus far, and the Hawks leading 18-16. Make that 18-17. Brownlow hits the first. 7:09 to go in the half. And the Hawks and Rangers playing close, just like they did last year. Problem is the Hawks look for a moment like they're going to run away with it, and then Rangers came back as Brownlow puts that first. Second one off the front of the rim, no good, and Perks will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Decime. Decime, cross court, now swinging around to Hartwell in the corner. Hartwell, down low to Creeley, backing down against number 2. Right-handed scoop shot, no good, but Perks is there for the offensive rebound, put back, gets stripped. He gets it back in, then goes up and gets fouled. So Perks with offensive rebounds. I believe they're going to say he got fouled by Nick Cuevas, but we'll see. Yep. That foul is on Nick Cuevas. I have that as his second. So John Perks will go to the line. 6 points already. And this is our first trip to the charity stripe. Hawks up by 1, 18-17. And the redhead makes it 2 points. Hits the first. Bodie Floyd to come back in, who hit an easy layup at the buzzer to tie things up at the end of the first quarter. Perks. Ball on his hip. 2 dribbles, spins it, 1 more dribble, hunkers and fires, and swirls it home. John Perks effective from the line. 20-17, call his place. 6:49 to go in the first half. Brownlow has the ball deep on the right wing. He fakes the 3, instead feeds 2. Who the heck is that? I don't know who it was. Long 3 as Clements tries to get the rebound, and they're going to say he knocked it off of college play. There's this ref that continues to be questionable in the calls that this ref makes. And so this will be Clements taking it out baseline. Goes long to Brownlow. Brownlow with Perks out on him. dribbling. Perks continuing to slap at it, feeding to Clements. Clements now backing out. Oh, he got away with an up and down. Feeds to Clark now, 17 on the shot clock. Clark wants to drive it to Clements in the corner for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Decime will come down with the rebound. And we're going to have a foul called on Natchez Valley. That foul's on Landon Mullins. Do I have that correct? Yes. Mullins picks up his first personal. I didn't check when he came in. As Decime feeds to Creeley on the right wing. Now to Decime at the top. Swing around to Kirschbaum on the left. He'll pull up for three. Contested, but it doesn't matter. Caden Kirschbaum with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones bomb. The Hawk lead. Wrong team. Back up to six. 23-17. Clark wanting to back down in the key. Wanting to go up against Kirschbaum. Finally has to turn around, feed to Brownlow. Has to double clutch. Shot is no good. Tip rebound brought down by Kyler Creeley. He'll feed to Decime. Hawks trying to get their largest lead of the game. Feeds to Kirschbaum on the left wing. Caden dribbling in and out to Decime on the right wing. Swing around to Creeley. Feeds to Hartwell. Drives into the key. Nice shot off the front of the rim. No good. Brownlow will come down with a rebound. He'll feed to Clark. And we've got Mason Hyde getting ready to check in for Natchez Valley. Clark to, who is that? That is Mullins. Now back to Clark. Clark wanting to dribble in. Now feed to Clements on the left wing. He's got to dribble around to the top. Lose handle on the ball. Got Decime. He's got no one in front of him, and he's able to lay it up and in. Landon Decime with the break in the bucket. And the Hawks up by eight, and we got a timeout on the floor with 5:10 to go in the second. Back in 60 seconds, Hawks lead Rangers 25-17. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, we've got teams going on streaks here in Natchez Valley. Hawks led 10-4, then got outscored 12-2. Both teams went on 5-0 runs at one point in the first quarter. Tied at 16 after one, and now the Hawks on a 9-1 run. They've opened up an 8-point lead. 25-17, 5:10 to go here in the half. And the Hawks have been leaving the backcourt empty. So Brownlow, when they finally decide to give him the ball. All right, there we go. Now we're going to give it to Clark. And Clark will walk it up. He'll be met as he crosses the center circle by Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum. And the Hawks looking 4-1 defense. Feeds to Brownlow. Pulls up in the corner. It's a two-pointer. No good. And Perks will come down with a rebound. To Hartwell. To Kirschbaum. Quickly crossing the timeline. Kirschbaum. Dribbling on the right wing. Feeds cross-court to Decime. He'll pull up for three. That's going to be off the back of the rim. No good. As Zimmerman will come down with the rebound. Feeds Clark in transition. He has to pull back up. Now he wants to dribble into the key. Feed to Brownlow on the left wing. And Perks has been stuffing Brownlow. Not been letting him get any shots off. Oh, but then they end up feeding. Who was that? That is Cody Floyd down low, who manages to lay it up and in. So Floyd with his second bucket of the game. Cuts the Hawk lead to 6 at 25-19. Kirschbaum to Hartwell at the top of the key. He'll feed down low to Perks, who could not handle it. If Perks brings that pass in, that's an easy bucket and maybe even a flush. Got to be on the lookout for that. Clark will bring it up. Now I'll be met by Kirschbaum as he crosses the center line. Cheats left. Has the ball tipped. Feed to Brownlow on the left wing for three. Off the back of the rim. No good. And we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Mason Hyde. Yep. Hyde will pick up his first personal. And the Hawks will get the ball back. Now we're ready to go? Okay. So Hartwell will let Kirschbaum bring it up. Kirschbaum on the right wing to Decime. Decime to Creeley at the top. Wants to go down low to Hartwell. Kick out to Kirschbaum. Left wing three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Tip rebound is going to be chased down by Kirschbaum. Ends up going on the deck. And finally, we're going to have a jump ball. With the possession of favoring college plays. Some tough hustle there. So Kirschbaum will take it out in front of the Ranger bench. Hawks get a fresh 30 out of the bargain. Go long to Hartwell. Hartwell now to Decime. Decime, one dribble to Hartwell on the left wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. And Brownlow will come down with the rebound. He'll feed Clark. Clark. Dribbling, and he'll pull up from about 18. Swirls in and out, no good. And Kirschbaum will sky for the rebound. So both teams in a little bit of a slump right now as Decime tried to feed Perks, and we got a miscommunication on who was going where. Hawks will turn the ball over, and Kurt Pumphrey wants to talk things over. 3:14 to go in the half. Hawks up 25-19. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball, live from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Hawks lead 25-19, but Kurt Pumphrey was seeing some lag in the offense, so he wanted to talk things over. As Brownlow has the ball on the right wing for Natchez Valley. Goes down low to, that was Bodie, I think. No, Zimmerman. His shot is no good, and Perks will sky for the rebound. Lead to Hartwell on the right wing to Kirschbaum. Down low to Perks, drives into the key, says I'm going, goes up and has it stripped. Brownlow, I believe, with the strip, and he wants to go all the way down. Goes up against Hartwell and blocked it against the rim. But then goes up, and then, oh, wow. Going up court, and then we've got a foul on Natchez Valley. We caught a break there as we turned the ball over. All right, so that foul is on Bodie Floyd. That'll be his first personal. And Decime will let Kirschbaum bring it up. To Decime on the left wing. Drives baseline. He's got to pull back up. To Hartwell on the left wing. At the top to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum wants to drive into the key. Back to Hartwell. Left wing three. Oh, he throws that one home. Zeke Hartwell with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. And the Hawks up by nine. 28-19. As Clark goes on the left wing to Brownlow. Brownlow at the top to Zimmerman. Zimmerman wanted to give and go feeds to Clark on the left wing for three and hits. Coben Clark with his first. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. And the Hawk lead back to six, 28-22. Decimate down low to Perks. Has the ball tipped out of bounds by Brownlow. Heads up play. Brownlow just got a finger on it. As Logan Clements will check in. And Mason Hyde will go to the bench for the Rangers. Kirschbaum with 22 on the shot clock. Feeds to Hartwell. Swing around to Decimate. Decimate back in the corner to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum wants to drive baseline, and I'm going to say he stepped on the baseline, I guess. Yes, that must be the call. Zimmerman will inbound to Clark. Clark to Zimmerman at the top. Wants to do a give and go. Now feed to Brownlow, and his lay-in's up the front of the rim. No good. Decimale will come down with the rebound. He'll feed to Hartwell. Hartwell. Coming up down low to Perks. Perks wants to back down. He's saying he's going to score. Goes up with a left-handed scoop and hits. Man alive. John Perks, if he's within 6 feet, is hitting tonight. Hawks up by eight, 30-22. Clark dribbling around at the top. He'll feed on the right wing to Clements. Clements with a pick. Can't make it manage. Now feeds to Brownlow. Brownlow pulls up for three and hits. Brownlow on the left wing with his first. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Hawk lead cut to five. 30-25. Kirschbaum. Down low to Perks. Goes against everybody. And, oh, they call him for a travel. So Zimmerman will inbound to Clark. And the Hawk lead had been up to 9. It's been shaved back to 5 with Natchez Valley with the ball. Clark quickly pulls up for 3 off the side of the rim. No good. Tip rebound brought down long by Kirschbaum. He'll then come up the left wing. Double clutches, drives baseline. Shot ends up being no good. Might have been partially blocked. Brownwell then long outlet to Clements. Lays it up and in. Transition basketball. And the Hawk lead down to 3, 30-27 with under 30 seconds to go. Once again, we have a big lead shaving down at the end of the quarter. Kirschbaum to Hartwell in the key. Nice bounce pass to Crayley, who puts it away. And also got knocked to the deck, brought to you by Zeke Hartwell. Hawk lead back to 5 with 11 seconds to go. It's Clark waiting for the last chance. Clark looking, dribbling, now feeds off to Clements, back to Coben Clark for a long 3 off the front of the rim. No good. As Creeley will come down with a rebound on the Hawks. At halftime, we'll lead Natchez Valley here in Natchez Valley, 32-27. We'll be back with totals and what the Hawks need to do to succeed in the second. You are listening to Hawk Basketball live from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Hawks lead the Rangers 32-27 up here in Natchez Valley. And it's been a streaky game. Hawks have never trailed. They were up 10-4 at one point, and then Natchez Valley went on a 12-2 run to end. They went on a 10-4. They went on their own 10-4 run, as I recall. To tie things up at the end of one quarter play. The Hawks then open the second quarter with a 9-1 run, and then Natchez Valley answers with their own 8-2 run. But this time, the Hawks managed to go into the locker room, leading by 5, 32-27. Here's your decidedly unofficial statistics. For the Natchez Valley Rangers, they have Logan Clements with 2 points. They've got Bodie Floyd with 4 points, Nick Cuevas with 4 points, Owen Zimmerman with 5 points, Coben Clark with 6 points, and Dane Brownlow leading all Rangers scorers with 7 points. For the Hawks, Kylie Creeley with 4 points, Landon Yesime with 5 points, Caden Kirschbaum with 5 points, Zeke Hartwell with 8 points, and Big John Perks leading all scorers on the court with 10 points. And all of Perks' field goals have been within 6 feet in the first quarter in particular. If he got the ball down low, there was one incident where he had a triple team. He said, "I don't care, I'm scoring." And he did. And he's also doing a pretty good job in playing defense on Dane Brownlow, who gave us fits last year. Brownlow, 7 points, but he's capable of more. But John Burks, with his long arms, is giving Dane Brownlow not too many good looks. So the keys for the second half for the Hawks, well, they just need to be a bit more consistent on offense. They've been a tad streaky thus far. And they need to not allow the Rangers any of their own streaks. They were able to play themselves back into this in the first quarter. But again, as mentioned, the Hawks have never trailed, right? They've been in the lead or tied ever since. And the reality is that we were just tied at zeros to start, and then we were tied at 16 at halftime, and then the Hawks turned around, as I mentioned, with that 9-1 run. We're going to go ahead and take another break here at halftime in Natchez Valley. When we return, we will have the SCAC scoreboard, both the scores from last week as well as what is going on this week as everybody's starting league play. And we'll also have the league standings as the Hawks at halftime looking to get their first league win in 2 years. They lead Natchez Valley here in the home of the Rangers, 32-27. We'll be back with more at halftime. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live in Natchez Valley at halftime. And the Hawks lead the Rangers 32-27. Here is your SCAC scoreboard. Starting last Tuesday, a bunch of non-league games. Wapato beating Ellensburg 76-72. Zilla blowing out Prosser in Prosser 91-59. Tybee beating Tubby Riverview 52-46. And Tri-Cities Prep beating Waluke in Mattawa 67-43 on Wednesday. As carried here, College Place beat McLaughlin 65-30. On Thursday, Medical Lake blew out Kybee at Medical Lake 78-31. Othello beat Connell 73-65. Natchez Valley beat Warden 67-55. And Wapato, our next opponent, beat Mapton 76-39 in Mapton. Friday, Waluke beat White Swan 79-45. Connell blew out the Highland Scotty 72-20. Zilla beat Grandview in a shootout 80-70, and Mapton beat Kybee in Benton City 56-50. Then last Saturday, Wapato and Waluke played a league game, and the Wolves beat the Warriors 62-53 in Mattawa. Natchez Valley beat Mapton 67-47, and College Place lost that heartbreaker to Wava 72-64. So here's the action we got going this week. Tonight, in addition to this game, Kybee is going to be at Waluke. and Wapato is hosting Connell. On Friday, College Place will return back home, and they'll host the Wapato Wolves. Cashmere will be at Connell, and Tybee will be hosting this Natchez Valley team. On Saturday, Cashmere will be at College Place, so we'll have two games on Friday and Saturday against Wapato and Cashmere. Waluke will be hosting Zilla. Tybee will be at Wapato. Royal will be hosting Connell. Royal, the 1A champs again in football, having beat Cashmere by 1 point on a failed Cashmere two-pointer. Two-point attempt as time expired at Husky Stadium. That had to be quite a close game. And then finally, Natchez Valley will have a non-league game on Saturday as they will travel to Cowichi. And they'll take on the Highland Scotties. Taking a look at the standings then. Wapato is on top at 1-0. They're the only one to play the lead game while Luke is 0-1. Wapato's 3-0 on the year. Connell 1-1. Tybee 1-3. Natchez Valley currently 2-0. Royal has not yet played a game because of that state championship football game. Zilla 2-0. Cashmere in the same state because Cashmere and Royal are both in the final. They've not played a game yet. College Place then at 1-1 and Waluke at 1-2. So it'll be interesting to see Cashmere come in on Saturday as they have been. They got nothing under their belt right now, so they've had to practice in a hurry, and we'll see if the Hawks maybe can take advantage of a little bit of rust. So Wapato on Friday, Cashmere on Saturday for us at home. Natchez Valley will have the ball to start the second half. Moving from left to right will be the Rangers, so Brownlow will take it out far sideline. And the ref had to get his whistle out. Now we're ready to go, and he'll give to Coben Clark in the backcourt. And Caden Kirschbaum will meet him back there. Feed to Brownlow on the right wing with Perks coming out on him. Now dribbling around, now still dribbling around with Decime. Finally at the top, feed to Zimmerman. Zimmerman back out to Brownlow. He'll now pull up for three with Decime on him. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Perks. He has to go out of bounds. It gets fed to Zimmerman. That shot, long three, ends up being no good, and Kirschbaum will chase down the long rebound. So Caden will bring it up, looking for some movement, with Clements out on him to Creeley, to Kirschbaum at the top, now to Hartwell, drives baseline, and he banks it in and out, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it away, but there was a whistle. Foul on the floor. Oh, and they're going to say the foul is on College Place. So Tyler Creeley will pick up his second personal. Rats. Two good looks down low, and the second one went, but it didn't count because of the foul on the floor. As Clark will bring it up for Natchez Valley. Hawks up by five, 32-27. He'll deal with Kirschbaum, now to Brownlow on the right wing for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound's going to be brought down by Decime. Had to fight Cuevas for that. Decime will bring it up on the left wing to Creeley. Fed to Perks as it got handicapped. Feeds to Hartwell. Has it stripped by Clements in the key. The Hawks turn the ball over. So Clements on the right wing to Clark. Clark on the right wing to Brownlow. Wants to drive baseline. Eventually goes up against two and manages to hit it from about, or was that Zimmerman? I'm going to credit Zimmerman with that. And Decime goes long to Perks. Oh, he wanted to feed Hartwell. The ball is going to be batted out of bounds by Brownlow. So a 20 on the shot clock will take it out baseline. Hawks by three, 32-29. Hartwell taking up baseline, feeds to Kirschbaum in the corner. Swing around to Decime. Decime down low to Kirschbaum. He wants to fade it. Instead feeds to Perks, then feeds Creeley down the right baseline, lays it up. And that was great ball movement. Kelly Creeley brought to you by John Perks. Hawk lead back up to 5, 34-29. Clements. And we're going to have a reaching foul on Kelly Creeley, I think. No, they're going to say that foul's on Zeke Hartwell. That'll be his third personal. As Clements will take it out in front of his coaches with a fresh 30. And feed to Clark. Clark now dribbling to the top. Clark now pulling up from the left wing, being poked out by Decime. Still maintaining his dribble. Now wants to go down low. Feeds to Zimmerman. Double clutches. Shot ends up being no good. And we're going to have a blocking foul on Kyler Creeley. I think we're going to the line. Yeah. So Kylie Creeley and Zeke Hartwell both riding out there with three fouls. And Owen Zimmerman to the line for two. This is his first trip to the stripe. The Rangers are 2 for 4 as he hits the first, making them 3 for 5. Hawk lead trimmed to 4, 34-30. They led by as much as 9. Zimmerman's second free throw is also good, cutting it to 3, 34-31. And we got a press going on. We go cross court to Decime. Decime now up to Kirschbaum, so we end up breaking the press. And Kirschbaum will get the half-court offense started. Feeds on the right wing to Hartwell. Now at the top to Creeley. Creeley swinging around to Kirschbaum. He'll turn around. Now pull up for 3. Off the front of the rim, no good. Perks almost comes down with the rebound. Going to be tipped in, brought in by Hartwell. Fades up. Shot ends up being no good. Perks comes down with the rebound. They're going to say tipped out of bounds by Zimmerman. It'll be Hawk basketball. Hawks catch a break there. Brian Gorton to check in, and he'll spell Kyler Creeley. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with 29 on the shot clock. Kirschbaum. Feet at the top. Oh, wanted an up and down to Perks. Instead, it's going to be stolen. Clark will go down in transition and lays it up and in. We misplayed that, and the Hawk lead back to 1 again at 34-33. As Kirschbaum then drives in, scoops into the lane. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Zimmerman. Chance for a lead. Feeds Clements in transition, then feeds to Zimmerman as he was going out of bounds, and Zimmerman gives them their first lead. Zimmerman for 2, and they steal the inbounds as Zimmerman gets the ball down low. Going to be blocked from the back by Hartwell, but instead he's going to pick up his fourth foul. And Judah Breithop will check in. So Hartwell is going to have to go to the bench as he has 4 fouls, and Zimmerman will go to the line for 2. And Zimmerman now already with 6 points here in the third quarter. He's the one fueling this comeback as he now gives the Rangers a 2-point lead as Breithop will step in. And he'll spell Hartwell, who's probably going to have to sit for the remainder of the third quarter. Hawks have led by as much as 9. Now the Rangers have their first lead of the game as they're up by 2. And Zimmerman wants to make it 3, and he does. He's 4 for 4 from the line. 8 points in the third quarter is Owen Zimmerman. And suddenly we have to deal with him. As Decime takes the inbound. Feeds to Kirschbaum, to Perks, back to Breithop. Now to Kirschbaum on the left wing. Wants to drive baseline. He'll go up against 2 and lay it up and in. Kirschbaum creating his own offense. Gets it to -1 at 37-36. Natchez Valley. Clark on the right wing to Brownlow. Brownlow wants to drive in against Perks. Instead, he'll feed out to Zimmerman for a long 2. Swirls in and out, no good. Long rebound is going to be tracked down by Perks, who goes out of bounds, puts it off Nick Cuevas. Heads-up play by the Redhead. Big hustle. 37-36 Natchez Valley. It's Hawk basketball with Kirschbaum taking it out baseline and the Rangers pressing. He'll feed to Decime. Decime cross court to Breithop. Breithop will bring it up against Brownlow. Goes behind him. Feeds to Perks. Down low. Kicks out to, I'm not sure, someone for 3. Swirls in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound. We have 2 Rangers going on the deck for it. Zimmerman and Clark fighting over it. They'll end up feeding to Brownlow. Brownlow with Perks coming out on him. Now Brownlow drives baseline, and his lay-in is no good. They're going to say he got fouled. If they say this foul is on Perks, I'm going to lose. He wasn't close to the play. Terrible call. All the same, John Perks picks up his first personal, and Brownlow will go to the line. He's 1 for 1 from the line. The Rangers up 1, 37-36. We've got Creeley on the bench with 3 fouls. Zeke Hartwell on the bench with 4 fouls. And Brownlow to the line, shooting 2. And Perks talking to the ref, trying to clarify how he got a foul on that play. Brownlow's first free throw is good. He's now 2 for 3. And the Rangers lead back up to two. They've led by as much as three. The Hawks have led by as much as nine. So now they're finally getting able to bring the ball back. Gorton and Cuevas already muscling for position, and Brownlow hits the second. Rangers by three, 39-36, as Creeley's going to check in, and Whitehawk trying to come up the court. They're going to say he got harassed into a travel, as Creeley will spell Gorton. And Clements will take it out baseline. The Hawks trying to keep the Rangers from getting the largest lead of the game. Clements slaps the ball. Feeds to Brownlow on the right wing for a long three, up barely up the front of the rim. No good. Perks will come down with a rebound, and he'll feed Decime. Decime to Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum on the cross. I can't see to who. Puts up a three off the back of the rim. No good. Decime will come down with a rebound. He then backs down. That shot ends up being no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Brownlow. Brownlow crosses over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman drives down against Decime. Fake Perks off of his feet and forced Big John to foul Brownlow. So Perks will pick up his second personal. They're saying that foul's on 21. There is no 21. So we're going to take timeout on the floor with 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Hawks trail 39-36 here in Natchez Valley. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So that foul got assigned to number 21. There is no 21 on the court for either team. Regardless, Owen Zimmerman is going to the line. He is 4-for-4 all in this quarter. And he barely put that one off the front of the rim. No good. So I'm not going to say John Perks got a foul because they assigned it wrong. And no one on the table is asking for clarification. Zimmerman's second free throw is good, giving the Rangers their largest lead of the game at four at 40-36. Kirschbaum cross court to Decime. Decime will then come up. Now he gets tied up in a double team. Ball ends up getting on the deck. Now he'll feed to Kirschbaum. It should have been a travel called there, but they didn't, as Kirschbaum will pull out into the corner. Now feed Hartwell in the corner, who's playing out there with four fouls. Down low to Perks. Perks backing down against two, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball on Natchez Valley, I believe. Yeah, that foul is going to be on Bodie Floyd. That'll be his second personal. So Kirschbaum will take it up baseline with a fresh 30. To Zeke Hartwell in the corner. Hartwell to Kirschbaum with Clark all over him. Now to Hartwell in the left corner. He now drives baseline. Oh, wanted to feed to Creeley, and the ball gets tapped out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Natchez Valley. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Kirschbaum, I'm screened by Kurt Pumphrey. I can't see who he's getting it into. Now it goes long to Kyler Creeley. Creeley drives into the key, goes up, has the ball blocked. Perks. Ooh, they're going to say he got fouled. Interesting. And they're going to say that foul's on Bodie Floyd, and the crowd doesn't like it. And in some ways, I don't blame them. But regardless, Kyler Creeley is going to go to the line for two. His first trip to the line. Hawks are 2-for-2 so far. And Creeley misses the first. 40-36, Natchez Valley. 2:37 to go here in the third quarter. Come all the way back from 9 down. 5 down at halftime. Greeley, second free throw. Swirls that in and out, no good. Zimmerman chases down the rebound. He'll feed to Clark. Clark coming up on the left wing. Feeds on the left corner to Clements. Off the front of the rim, no good. Perks will sky for the rebound. He'll then cross to Kirschbaum. Come up the left wing. Kirschbaum coming up on Clark. Pulls up. Still maintaining his dribble deep on the left wing. Looking for some movement. Had Zeke Hartwell down low. Now goes down low to Perks. Lose the handle on his dribble. It's going to be stolen by Clark. He then comes up. Bounce pass to Brownlow. Bounces down low. Shot goes in and out. No good. Zimmerman comes down with the rebound. That shot goes in and out. No good. And Perks will come down with the rebound. Hawks get a break there. But the offense has gone stone cold. Under 2 minutes to go, we trail by 4 in the third quarter. Hartwell to Decime. Wants to go down low to Perks. He's facing a triple team. Still, oh, he can't finish. Almost puts it away. And then do we lose the ball out of bounds? Cuevas and Mason Hyde to check in for Natchez Valley. Yeah, they're going to say the Rangers lost the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Hawk basketball with 28 on the shot clock. Zeke Hartwell taking it up baseline. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Left wing three off the front of the rim, no good. Tipped rebound going to be brought down by Perks, who then goes in and scoops it all. John Perks with his first bucket of the second half. Cuts the Ranger lead to 2, 40-38. 1:30 to go in the third. Clark will bring it up. Now dribble down to the right. He'll feed off to, that is Hyde. Now back to Zimmerman. Step back three. Oh, my goodness. Owen Zimmerman with a step back. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. Giving the Rangers their largest lead at 5, 53-48. Kirschbaum tries to answer with a three. Scramble for the rebound. Lost by Creeley. Going to be chased down by Clark. Clark now coming up. He'll kick off to Zimmerman. Left wing three and hits. Owen Zimmerman has had a huge third quarter with another Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. And suddenly the Hawks trail by 8. 46-38. We're going to have a timeout. 47 seconds to go in the third. And it's all Rangers in the third. 46-38, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Hawks have no answer for Owen Zimmerman, who has 15 points in the third quarter and has taken a Hawk 9-point lead in the second quarter, totally erased it, and given Natchez Valley an 8-point lead at 46-38. With 40 seconds to go, I'm totally screened. I cannot tell you what is going on. Kirschbaum has the ball on the right wing, then drives into the key. Ball might have been partially blocked. Owen Zimmerman gets the rebound, feeds Brownlow in transition, with Hartwell coming up behind him and pokes it out of bounds. Heads up play by Zeke. And risky because he's out there riding with four fouls. As Hyde will take it out baseline. He'll feed to Brownlow on the left wing. Pulls up for three. Nothing but net at 26 seconds to go. And now they lead by double digits. That's the largest lead of either team in the game. 49-38 is Decime on the left wing. Feeds in the corner to Kirschbaum. Now feeds to Hartwell in the corner. He'll pull up for three and hit. Zeke Hartwell with the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. Cuts the deficit to 8, 49-31. 4 seconds to go. Clark, pull up for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Scramble for rebound. Going to be Zeke Hartwell coming down with it. They're going to call a foul. So we will mark the foul, but that will be the end of the third quarter. And that foul is going to be on Dane Brownlow. That'll be his first personal. But the third quarter comes to an end, and it was all Natchez Valley. After three quarters of play, Natchez Valley leads your Hawks 49-41. Back with the fourth. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, if the Hawks want to get their first league win in 2 years, they need to do two things. They need to reignite our offense, and they need to shut down Owen Zimmerman, who has 15 points in the third quarter to fuel the Natchez Valley comeback. We led by 9 in the second, trailed by as much as 11 in the third quarter. We trailed by 8 to start the fourth quarter, 49-41, as Decime has the ball on the left wing. He'll feed to Kirschbaum in the left corner. Now back to Decime at the top. Now back to Kirschbaum. Fakes the three, drives baseline. Wants to feed Perks, wrestles the ball away, has the ball stolen. Clark has the ball in transition. He wants to go all the way. Lost it out. He didn't quite lose it out of bounds. Decime ends up with a loose ball. Now come the Hawks in the other direction. Hartwell's going to drive in, and they're going to call. Hartwell just fouled out. Zeke Hartwell has picked up his fifth personal foul. He got that on a charge, and he is done. So Hartwell will foul out with 8 points. And Kyle Gorton will now check in. Yeah, Zeke Hartwell is going, wait, I'm out? I fouled out? And it's like, yeah, dude, you were playing with four. So that does not bode well, as Clark will bring it up for Natchez Valley. And an 8-point lead for the Rangers. Dribbling around the top. He'll feed to Brownlow deep on the right wing. Now thinks about pulling up baseline. He'll feed to Cuevas. Cuevas then will pull up for a long two. Swirls in and out, no good. And Perks will come down with the rebound. He'll feed Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum now going to have to run the offense. He'll feed to Decime on the right wing. Decime in the corner to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum now on the right wing with Clark on him, and I cannot see what is going on. I believe someone got blocked. Gorton will come down with a long rebound. That shot ends up being no good, and then the rebound gets lost out of bounds off Zimmerman, so the Hawks catch another break. They keep getting second looks. They're just unable to finish. Kirschbaum. Now, oh, they're going to make Decime deal with his shoe. There we go. Now we're ready to go. Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Kirschbaum. Down low to Gorton's. Lands off the bottom of the rim. No good, but they're going to say he drew a foul. So Ryan Gorton will go to the line for two, having been fouled by Owen Zimmerman. And that is just Zimmerman's second personal. Gorton. No points tonight. Hawks 2-for-4 from the line so far. And they shot lights out against Mack High. And Gorton launches an air ball. The Ranger student section unusually loud. So Gorton, three dribbles. Yet another three dribbles. Rounds his shoulders, puts it up, and swirls that one in and out. No good. But then Creeley comes down. Nope, we got a jump ball between him and Zimmerman. So it'll be Natchez Valley basketball. As Brownlow will inbound to Clark. Clark walking it up, giving on the left wing to Zimmerman for three, and he hits it. Owen Zimmerman on fire in the second half. Another Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. Then Decime loses the ball, and Clements is going to take the loose ball and run around and lay it up and in, and the route is now on. We're trailing by 13 as Kirschbaum comes barreling up. He'll feed to Decime. Back to Kirschbaum on the left wing. Can't get the shot off. Now trying to dribble in. Drives into the key. Euro steps. Fades back. Shot goes in and out. No good. Long rebound tipped down by Brownlow. And the ice age continues. Long outlet to Clemens. Drives baseline. Shot gets blocked. They're going to say Creeley picked up a foul. And John Perks can't believe it. Frankly, neither can Kurt Pumphrey. And that foul is on... That foul is on Kyler Creeley. That is his fourth personal. And so Clements will go to the line for two. And the Hawks, who led by as much as nine, now trail by 13 and make that. Nope. That's rolled halfway down and out. Clements' first free throw is no good. And if the Hawks can't get their offense ignited here in a hurry, it's going to be a year in one game. Still not having a league win, as Perks will come down with a rebound after the second miss. So Kirschbaum will bring it up. Kirschbaum with the screen three, swirls it in and out, no good, and Zimmerman will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Brownlow. Brownlow will come up now. He'll pull up with Kirschbaum coming down on him. Now dribbling to the right wing, still maintaining his dribble. Now drive pulls up in the key from 16, puts it off the back of the rim, no good, and Decime will come down with the rebound. He'll feed Kirschbaum. Come up the left wing. Caden now dribbles into the key, goes up against three, and shot ended up getting blocked, and then Clark comes up with a loose ball, but then loses it off his own leg. And we're going to take a timeout with 5:19 to go in the game. And the Hawks trailing by 13, 54-41. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
5:19 to go in the game, and the Hawks trail by 13, 54-41. This is a game where we led by as much as 9 in the second quarter, but in the second half, Owen Zimmerman has been lighting up the Hawks as the inbounds ends up getting lost out of bounds off Ryan Gorton. We're playing efficient basketball through one and, I want to say, three quarters of play. And then the latter part of the second quarter, things started to turn out. And then it's really been bad since the third. As Clements drives up to the top, now feeds to Brownlow. Brownlow, dribbling on the right wing, feeds to Zimmerman. Zimmerman has the ball tipped. Brownlow is going to gather it back in under 10 seconds to go to Zimmerman. Swing around to Clark. Clark at the top, 6 seconds on the shot clock. Clark then drives in, contested by Ryan Gorton, and they're going to say Gorton fouled Clark. No, they're saying that foul's on Landon Decime. I guess that's his second personal. So that wasn't on Perks back then. So Clark will shoot two. And he hits the first. So Judah Breithaupt will check in and Ryan Gorton will go to the bench. And Clark's second free throw swirls around and drops. He is 3-4 from the line. And it's a 15-point Natchez Valley lead, and they're going to press as we get Breithop in the backcourt, feeding to Decime, who now brings it up, hits Caden Kirschbaum for three. Finally, Hank Ward and Edward Jones three cuts the Natchez Valley lead to 12. Now you need to stop in another one of those. As Colton Clark will cheat to the right. He'll then feed to Cuevas. Now to Clements. Now to Zimmerman for three. That swirls in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound, going to be brought down by Clements. And we're going to have a timeout. As he was facing a triple team with the Hawks trailing 56-44. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Natchez Valley on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
4:16 to go in the game. Hawks trail by 12, 56-44. They need a stop. They need a stop and then a score. As Clements will take it out far sideline with 26 seconds on the shot clock for Natchez Valley to Coben Clark. Clark with Decime coming out on him. Dribbles to the right, hands off to Brownlow. Brownlow dribbling to the key, slices into the key, and we got an offensive foul away from the ball. Moving pick. And that foul is going to be on Nick Cuevas. That'll be his third personal. So Natchez Valley will press the inbounds. Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Feed in close to Decime. Now back to Kirschbaum, who quickly will come up the left wing. Kirschbaum still maintaining his dribble. Now once right baseline, that will put from 15. That's barely off the front of the rim. No good. Zimmerman comes down with the rebound. He'll feed Clark. Hawks got the stop, but they need more than that. And we got a blocking foul. Wait, that was another offensive foul. Do I have that right on Nick Cuevas? Yep. Yeah, Nick Cuevas has been called for two moving picks on two consecutive possessions. And it's that ref that sometimes makes interesting calls. As Decime drives into the key, hands off to Perk. Swing out to Kirschbaum, left wing three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound going to be tracked down by Clements. Goes up court to Clark. He waits for all the traffic to pass him by. We're under 3:30 to go. Hawks trail by 12, 56-44. Got to get the offense clicking. To Brownlow in the right corner with Kirschbaum on him. Still maintaining his dribble. Now he'll give to Clark, who then dribble up to the top. Now drives into the key. Kicks out to Clements. Clements drives into the key. Gets off a quick shot, no good. And Perks will come down with the rebound. Got the stop. Now we need the bucket. As Kirschbaum will come up. Kirschbaum, shaking and baking, feeds to Perk. He'll pull up for three. That was nothing but net, but unfortunately it was an air ball. Brownlow come down with the rebound. And that's not the sort of offense you want. If you want to try and come back with a 12-point deficit under 3 minutes to go. Brownlow dribbling into the right corner. He'll feed to Clark. Clark. Now dribbling to the top. Now to Brownlow, way deep on the left wing. Six on the shot clock. They're running out of time. It feed to Cuevas and then feed to Clark, who then traveled in the corner. So the Hawks getting the stops. The problem is not getting the buckets. As Bodie Floyd will check in for the Rangers. And they're saying we get the ball far sideline. So Kirschbaum will inbound to Decime. Decime up court to Perks. Perks cross court to Kirschbaum. Under 2:30 to go. Hawks trail by 12. You got to get buckets, and you got to get them fast. As Kirschbaum wants to dribble in. Gets cut off by the double team. Feeds to Perks. Wants to back down. Has to kick it back out. Feeds to Kirschbaum. NBA three. That was an air ball. And, of course, the Natchez Valley fans are going to let him have it. And the Hawks not looking good. Coming up on 2 minutes to go as Clark goes up court to Brownlow. Brownlow to Zimmerman in the corner to Clements, who will then walk it back out. They're going to bleed as much clock as they can. As Clements dribbling on the left wing, now drives into the key, now pulls back out, feeds down low to Floyd, then back to Brownlow, who tries to dribble in, getting tied up by Decimate. His pass is going to be stolen by Perks. He wants to go all the way. He then goes down, lays it up and in. John Perks with a steal in the coast-to-coast bucket. Cuts the lead to 10, but you only have 1:35 left to go. Zimmerman to Brownlow, deep on the right wing. And we're going to have a timeout with 1:27 to go in the game. Nope, we don't have a timeout. What do we have? They got a foul on Decime. We do. And we're going to have a timeout now. College plays with 1:27 to go in the game. Hawks trail by 10, 56-46. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
1:27 to go in the game, and the Rangers have the ball in the lead, 56-46. As Brownlow looking for something to open up, now feeds to, I believe that's Yates who's checked in. No, that's not Yates. That's Bodie Floyd. No, has the ball stolen by Perks. That's two steals, two possessions, and he slams it home. John Perks alone on a little 4-0 run. Leads cut to 8 as Decime will foul Brownlow coming up the court. 1:11 to go in the game. Hawks have taken a 15-point lead and shaved it to 8. As Decime picks up, that's his fourth personal. And now we're going to the line. Yes, we are. Brownlow will go to the line. He is 3-for-4 so far tonight. He has 11 points. Usually the main scoring threat, but tonight the issue has been Zimmerman as Brownlow hits the first. And increases the Ranger lead back to 9 at 57-48. Brownlow, a spin, a dribble, a spin, a dribble, a shot, and off the back of the rim, no good. And Breithaupt will come down with a rebound and quickly come up court. He now goes all the way and ends up losing the ball, but instead it's going to be brought back down by Decime. Under 60 seconds to go, loses his own dribble. It's going to end up going on the court, and we should have a travel or something. Come on, folks. Finally, you got the jump ball with a possession arrow favoring College Place. 55 seconds to go. Hawks trail by 9. 57-48. Decime will tie his shoe again. And the Hawks will take it out baseline. So Decime will take it out baseline. And now we're taking over. Now finally we get the ball into him. Going to feed to Breithaupt in the left corner, who pulls up for a three. That's a long air ball. And Brownlow will come down with the rebound. Under 50 seconds to go. Brownlow almost has it stolen by Perks. And they're going to call Perks for a reaching foul. That'll be Perks' second personal, and Brownlow will go to the line again. He is now, what is he? He's 4 for 6.
Yep.
44 seconds to go in the game. Hawks trail by 9, 57-48. And Brownlow puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Apparently you're fouling the right guy in Dane Brownlow, the 6'2 senior. I think 6'2 is being a bit generous. Brownlow, a dribble, a spin, a dribble, a spin, and then he hits that one. He's 2 for 4 for the quarter and gives the Rangers a 10-point lead again to 58-48. As Decime dribbles into the key, tries to Euro step, and Lute in throws the ball away. Hawks turn the ball over again. And then going long to Brownlow, goes up against two and manages to lay it up and in. Brownlow with his second bucket of the second half, and we're down 12, and the Hawks going to go to 1-2, 0-1 in league. As Perks has the ball deep in the key, then feeds to Kirschbaum for a long three. Rebound ends up being brought down by Creeley, who able to back down and lay it up and in. Creeley with 8 points, under 5 seconds to go, as Clements feeds to Clark, and that will do it. The Hawks will go to 1-2, 0-1 in league as they fall to Natchez Valley up here in Natchez Valley, 60-50. We'll be back with totals and what is coming up next. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Natchez Valley right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So back here live in Natchez Valley, Hawks played an excellent first quarter, most of the second quarter led by as much as 9, but then the Rangers, pardon me, they turned it on in the third quarter, outscoring the Hawks 22-9 on the strength of, let's see, 15 points from Owen Zimmerman. They take a 49-41 lead. After three, they led by as much as 15, and they win by 10, 60-50. So the Hawks go to 1-2, pardon me, and 0-1 in league altogether. Here are your unofficial scoring statistics for Natchez Valley. Let's see, we have Nick Cuevas, Logan Clements, and Cody Floyd all with 4 points. Got Mason Hyde with 7 points, Coben Clark with 10 points, Dane Brownlow with 16 points, and Owen Zimmerman leading all scorers on the court with 23 points. For the Hawks, Landon Decime with 5 points, Zeke Hartwell and Kyle Creeley each with 8 points, Caden Kirschbaum with 13 points, and John Perks leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 16 points. Coming up next for the Hawks, we've got two home games coming up for you Friday against Wapato. That game slated to start, I believe, at 7:15, and then on Saturday we'll be hosting Cashmere as well, again from Knox Nest at 7:15. So your next podcast, women at 5:45, hosting Wapato on Friday, and then the men to directly follow at 7:15. So we will see you then from the Hawks Nest on Friday. Once again, the final here from Natchez Valley, the Rangers 60, your Hawks 50. You've been listening to College Place Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.